chosen to bless your people, Israel.
Thank you.
happens to you is an act of our will. And we submit our wills to you, O Lord. We raise our hands to you, Lord. We acknowledge that you alone are God. You alone are God. No other God. We thank you, Lord, that what we don't see, you see. And you come to our rescue before we even call upon your name. Oh, what your hands have truly done. We picture not just the works that you've done in our lives, but literally what your hands pierced through have done. And we praise you, Lord, for what your hands have done. You're amazing. Amazing you are. And in those hands, oh God, we will fall. There's rest for the
Psalm 16, verses 8 through 11. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever.
This is Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said to you, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth is also yours. The world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel.
sing some songs today. So, Ilana, I'm going to ask you to put up Psalm 23. It's a psalm we all know. And for some reason, this psalm that has to do with life almost always shows up in the midst of death. But it's a psalm of life. And it's who we are. It's who we are in the Lord. We are his sheep. And he does these things for us. He is our shepherd. And because of that, we will not want. And he makes us lie down in luxuriant green pastures. And he leads us beside still waters. He restores our souls. And even though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear evil, for he is with us. His rod and his staff, they bring comfort to us. And he prepares a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. And he anoints our head with oil, and our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us who call upon his name all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in his house, the house of the Lord forever. And I'm just encouraging you to meditate on this. Just sing back to the Lord whatever parts of this verse he's speaking to you today, right now in this moment. blessings that God has given you without worrying, because of course there are obstacles and enemies, but He's with us.
Oh, It's who I am. It's who I am.